Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
It's Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Waxhaw.
That would be a little weird. Waxhaw?
Waxhaw. Paint the fence. Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
Man, I'm looking at Strange Brew's Twitter right this second. They just brought out some of those Big Deborahs, the oatmeal cream pie, those massive homemade oatmeal cream pie. Oh, my God.
Love those.
They're so good. So good. I like it when we get closer to Christmas and they send out the
Christmas trees.
Their homemade Christmas tree cakes. So good.
The Big Debbies.
Yeah, we talk about the coffee all the time, but the baked treats at Strange Brew Coffee House are worth going up there for. You can't get those shipped from strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. You got to be here in Starkville, in Tupelo, in Tuscaloosa, or in Northport, but you should do that. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. Father's Day is coming up. Treat dad to a great steak. Or, you know, let me ask you a question. Are you a Father's Day, do you want to cook on the grill guy, or are you a cook for me on Father's Day guy?
We usually just go out to eat on Father's
Day. Okay, so you don't want to do the cook. There's a lot of dads out there that are like, on Father's Day, that's their day to cook out, and I don't know why, because it feels like every other weekend is my day to cook out.
I just want to take it easy on Father's
Day. Yeah, I'm with you on that. So regardless of what kind of dad you are, get a steak down you this Father's Day. If you're cooking
down
it, or if you're
gullet.
Yeah. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends. That was very violent. Mississippi Beef Council.
Gullet.
Go Vince McMahon here. Tell him to eat the steak. Eat the steak, damn it. There you go.
Medium rare.
College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Father's Day, like I just said, it's coming up. Get dad a new hat. All right, we talk about shirts all the time. What dad doesn't like a good baseball cap, all right? We all do.
Especially if your hair's thinning a little bit.
Well, you know.
You got the Bozo the Clown look where it's just growing on the side.
Yeah, well, you and I are okay on that one right now.
For now.
For now. Who knows?
I never gloat about my hair. I never tell everybody my hair is great and all that.
You're going to grow your hair out like some other people are?
I don't know. I mean, every now and then I do.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Every now and then.
You get
like
a good flow going.
I do. My hair styles change pretty much constantly.
I have had the same haircut since high school, basically.
Yeah, I don't
like to change.
I've always had different hair.
I had a bowl cut for a little while in college, but it just didn't work for me.
I've got to see a picture of that.
I can make it happen. I've got one.
I had one when I was like in first grade.
Yeah.
But, and it was quite funny.
Yeah, had the long on top and the short underneath.
I had the, one of my school pictures when I was like in either first grade or kindergarten, I had the bowl cut,
mm-hmm.
and I was wearing a hyena shirt, one of the hyenas from Lion King. I have no idea why I had that shirt. My mother put me in that shirt, so I have the Lion King hyena and a bowl cut. I looked like an absolute doofus, but I know that's no different than the other day, but I especially looked dumb on that picture day. Thanks, Mom. Appreciate
there you
that. Thank you. Thank you for the bowl cut.
All that being said,
should have got me a hat from Maroon & Company.
College Corner.
Or Maroon & Company.
Yeah, but we'll get to them later. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to find the maroon and white merchandise you're looking for this Father's Day. I'm about to send you a picture. This is four guys, okay? You have met all four of these people, including me. You ready?
Yes.
All right.
You sent it to my Twitter.
I sent it to your Twitter DM. Or at least I'm pretty sure you've met all four of these guys. We can go through this real quick. As I tell you about Restaurant Tyler, Restaurant Tyler, our favorite restaurant here in town.
Oh,
We love it. What do you think about that guy on the top right there?
that is a that's a fluffy is that a bowl cut?
Well, it's really short underneath and it's long on top. So, I mean, it's more of a skater cut, I guess.
I bet you were a punk.
I wasn't, though. I was a
You look
very
like a
normal guy.
smug punk. Who do we have? We have the Nelsons and then
Nelson's on the left
McDuff.
here.
Is that
That's
McDuff though?
McDuff. Look at McDuff's hair.
He looks like a prep. He
So,
looks
he
like
was a
he.
frat boy.
Yeah, he
Oh,
definitely
let me
looks
tell
like.
you, though, and this is something, one of those random things you remember for all time. Ryan Nelson put this picture up on Facebook, and one of our friends says, McDuff's hair is like getting kissed on the mouth by God after drinking a bottle of scotch. Like, that is immaculate flow. He still got a lot of that,
If
too.
I
So.
was in the Highlands in 1995 or
The Highlands
whenever y'all
didn't
were there,
exist in
okay,
1995.
what was the hot spot in Starkville
College Station. So the Nelson,
where I was?
yeah, the Nelson brothers lived at University Hills.
Okay, so picture this: the hot tub at the College Station
Oh yeah.
apartments, which I frequented
Yeah, I'm sure.
very often. McDuff is walking down the steps
Yeah.
with a box of like Keystone Lights or whatever y'all drank back then, with like
Beast Light.
the eyes like cut out of the box, and
Yeah.
he's wearing it
He would have done
as
that.
a helmet,
Yes.
and comes down the steps
Yeah.
in just his bathing suit,
Yeah.
like double fist. That's what
That's
I
him.
picture right
You
here.
nailed it.
But that's exactly what I picture. I can look at this picture and
Yeah.
tell you exactly what happened.
The four guys in that picture, to quote Ric Flair, have spilt more liquor in bars from one end of this country to the other than you drank.
I can't get over your hairstyle
It's incredible, isn't it?
here.
Yeah, that's the only time in my life I went long.
You also did what I used to do and wear a white t-shirt under the regular
That's
t-shirt.
not a t-shirt. That is like a you know what a Henley is? Like a it's like a no collar, but it's got buttons.
Sure.
Google it if you don't
What
believe
you're
it.
wearing is not a t-shirt.
It's not a t-shirt in that picture.
Okay.
I remember what I was wearing. It's like a it's a
But.
picture this shirt that I'm wearing right now with no collar, but it
But you
still has
did wear a
buttons.
white t-shirt under your
I still
t-shirt.
wear a white t-shirt.
You don't have to show me.
I'm just saying I am a team undershirt guy. I wear a white
That
t-shirt under everything.
was my deal back in the day.
Yeah, I never go without an undershirt. Never.
I'm not
The
going
only
to
time
show
I'm
you.
not wearing an undershirt is if I'm at home between the time I leave work and the time I go back to work. So, like, if I come home, I will not be wearing an undershirt. I go for a walk, I'm not wearing an undershirt.
Yeah.
But any other time, I'm wearing an undershirt. If
Okay.
I leave the house, undershirt.
Team undershirt
We say all that
and
to
team
say that if
biscuit.
you want to have a great lunch, you can go to Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need them answered on your schedule, not somebody else's. You need a bank that provides a level of service you're only going to get at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Yeah. The guy on bottom left there, Riley, bald now. He's got like the Stone Cold thing though. He's bald with the beard. It's a good look for him. It really does work. Ryan has long hair now. He's gotten down to the shoulders.
I couldn't do bald and clean shaven.
He makes it work. It works for him.
No, he does beard.
Oh, he
He
does the
did.
beard. Yeah, so
Yeah, I could not
you
do
couldn't go
bald. I
full,
couldn't
yeah.
do total slick. I can't do that.
King Kong Bundy. You couldn't do that.
No.
Okay.
No, I could not.
Yeah,
I need a separator between my head and my face.
I hear you. I hear you. So, and clean shaven Brian in this picture too, as well. So,
Yes.
yeah.
Young chap.
Yeah, that's sophomore year of college. That's 95. It's 30 years ago. Jeez Louise, God, just go ahead and buy a coffin.
I wasn't even living in Louisville at that point. And I wasn't, I think I was in kindergarten.
What was I listening to? It was something. There's something about something about, oh, the guy was like saying something about, that can't be right. That was back when I was in college. And he's like, yeah, 30 years ago. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, I look back like I was in college. I graduated college 12 years ago, and It's really it, when it's staggering whenever you put it that way.
We were talking about our
It's been
dad.
almost 20 years since I graduated high school.
We were talking about in this group that the four guys that you see here are in, plus a couple others. We were talking about our dads, and we're just like, you don't realize like how old you were are compared. Like when my dad was my age, I think I was the same age. I was a senior in high school. And so like, and I have, you know, a 19-year-old and a 16-year-old. Should be 16. What is today? Today is the 9th. So it should be a 16. Should be 16 in 9 days. And yeah, I guess that makes sense when you think about it.
Was like when you
But it
think
doesn't really make sense in my head that I'm the same age as my dad was when I. But I mean, you know.
I think back at I think my dad was I was how old he was 33 I think whenever they had me, and so he was not that much
My dad would have.
he was 2 or 3 years younger than me now.
My dad would have been 32 when I was born. I was 30 when my oldest was born.
But like we always looked at our parents, even when they were younger than what we are now, we looked at them as way older
And it
than
makes
what
me
we are.
wonder, like, I don't know how old my grandfather was when I was born, but my guess is
Our grandparents always looked really
really
old.
old, but he's probably only like in his
In his
late 50s, early
50s.
60s, maybe.
Yeah.
And I was like,
Like
that's
my
crazy.
grandparents, I always felt like they were in their 80s,
Yeah.
and they weren't for most of my life.
But they, yeah, if you told me that my grandmother, when I was born, my dad's mom, my mom, my papa, my dad's parents, if you had told me they were 80 when I was born and 80 when they died, I would believe they never aged in that time frame.
Yeah, I mean, you look at now though, it's like everything's changed.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be younger.
Yeah.
Everybody's getting work done. Not
I
everybody, but a
do
lot of
look
people.
younger than my dad
Yeah.
at the at this age.
And
I do.
things have changed. You know, back then, you know, when your parents were growing up, my parents were growing up, like when you were younger, you didn't know certain things were harming you the way that they did. There's a
Saw
lot of
that charbroiled meat.
cigarette
We didn't know.
smoking was like was pretty prominent at
You
the
know what's funny? My
everywhere.
parents didn't smoke.
Yeah, but everywhere you went,
Yeah, you
every
agree.
restaurant
They didn't
had
smoke. Yeah.
every restaurant
My
smoked.
grandfather smoked. My papaw smoked cigars.
Yeah.
Smoked El Producto Favoritas. Every year for his birthday and for Christmas, we would get him a box of them.
Well,
He'd be
nobody
so
really
happy.
smoked in my family, but it's just everything's changed. Like
Yeah.
I yesterday I'm scrolling through my feed and somebody was like, "This man is 70 something." I can't
Yeah.
remember how it was. It was Rick Springfield.
Yeah, he's ripped.
Who was ripped playing with his shirt off playing guitar,
Yeah.
and he looks like he's
Probably
in his
still
40s.
playing like 250 nights a week, a year,
Yeah.
you know.
His
And
parents saw him at the hump
yeah.
when he was in his prime.
Well, we did that question last week about the guy, the Traveling Wilburys.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? I thought Jeff Lynne was like 60.
The youngest person in that group
It's
was
Tom
Tom
Petty.
Petty, and
He's 38.
he was a little older than
And he
me.
looks, yeah, he looks much older than that. So.
Yeah.
In case you're wondering why we're delaying getting to the start of this show, it's because we want to talk about football today.
Oh boy.
So if you listen to this podcast, you might remember I went on a little bit of a rant one time when Mike Leach was struggling in his final year about, you know, they lost badly to Alabama and to Georgia. And before the Egg Bowl, you know, that year, the season did not go the way a lot of people hoped it would. And I kept making the same point. It's like, you guys aren't mad that this team lost to Georgia and Alabama. You're mad they lost to Kentucky. They should have beaten Kentucky, and then you wouldn't have any of these concerns. And so I wanted to bring that to today's show and talk about Lebby. And, you know, I don't, you know, there are some people out there that are just pie in the sky people, and they want to believe this team is going to be very good this year. So they've turned that into what they're going to say in public, right? I'm just not one of those people. Yeah, I'm going to tell you what I think. And most people think, you know, they just have low expectations of this team. You know, you're seeing a lot of, if they can win five games, man, he would be doing really good to do that. I mean, I'd be really excited about next year if we could win five games this year. I mean, that's kind of a sad statement to where your football program is, that you're still willing to go no bowl in an era where there's 60 bowl games and 100 and some odd teams are going to play postseason football. We're content to not do that as long as we're somewhat better. And you see people saying, well, 4-8, I'm one of those people. 4-8, if they're competitive in the eight losses, I can understand it. This is all about Toledo. This is 100% about Toledo. If Mississippi State just beats Toledo last year, even if it's a close win, I don't think people are as down on Jeff Lebby and this football team as they are. But when a SEC team loses a home game by 24 points to a average at best MAC team, that's a difficult pill to swallow for Mississippi State. Do you agree with my premise here that if that game, the result of that game is different, they're still 3-9. They still get blown out by Arkansas and Tennessee and Texas. But if they win that game, are we talking about this team a little differently?
Probably a little bit. I mean, you still had the fact that you did not win an SEC game, and I think that was
True.
a big deal. You kind of turned it around a little bit in terms of you were competitive because we all thought it was about to be an unmitigated disaster for Mississippi State. And I mean, it still was a pretty big
They did play
disaster. I mean,
better, though, towards the end of the season.
you go 2-10, but I don't think it was at the point where people were just like everybody was on board with this isn't going to work. I think a lot of people just realized the roster was not very talented. I think some people did like the fact that Mississippi State was competitive at Georgia and Texas and Tennessee, and at Ole
And Ole
Miss
Miss,
too. They just did not win any games, and that's the big deal. But yes, Toledo losing the way that you did was embarrassing. It was one of the worst non-conference losses that you've had in many years. It's up there with South Alabama, although I would say South Alabama was a worse loss because that Mississippi State team should have been better. Toledo is a good
Well, at
program.
least with that South Alabama loss, I can point to something and say if Mullen doesn't.
Wear shorts.
Correct. No,
I can point to something, and it was the shorts.
if Mullen doesn't decide I want to play musical chairs with my quarterbacks and he just lets Nick Fitzgerald play the whole game, they win the game. They win the
Yes.
game. But they don't do that, and you end up looking like an idiot wearing shorts. I can't point to anything in the Toledo game and say, well, if they didn't do this one stupid thing, they would have won. They got their ass kicked in that game by a not great MAC team. This is not like
It was never competitive.
it's not like that MAC team went on and they challenged for the group of five playoff spot. They didn't even win their conference. I don't know. Did they go to a bowl game? I don't even know.
I don't think they ended up being very good.
I'm gonna look them up. You go ahead and tell me.
But yeah, I mean, it's a program that, under
Well, they finished 8-5. They must have gone to, yeah, they beat Pitt in the, so Pitt got a piece of Toledo too, in the Game Above Sports Bowl, which I guess used to be the Motor City Bowl. It's played in Detroit.
Oh boy.
So,
Well, Jason Candle is a good, isn't that his name?
yes, he's a good
He is a
coach.
really good coach. He's done a good job there, but it's SEC versus a
This is a
MAC.
team that lost by 15 to Buffalo. They
Yeah.
lost by 13 to Bowling Green. They lost by 17 to Ohio.
There
They
or
lost
no.
to Akron. Joe Moorhead
They
got
did.
at
They
the end of
did.
the year.
That was like the tipping point. It was like, oh, that was a really, really bad loss.
Yeah.
But there is no excuses. They were older. The Mississippi State, they had played a lot more football together as a team, the Mississippi State, but none of that really matters in the end. It's still a team that should be significantly more talented.
Yeah.
And to me, I think part of that is it wasn't a very talented team at Mississippi State. They were very untalented,
Yeah.
and that's matching up when you look at where a lot of those players ended up that entered the transfer portal. Their group of five players are worse.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just be honest about it. But State did not even look competitive in that game,
Correct.
and that's the problem. So it is, I think, a deterrent in getting excited about Mississippi State, the fact that you lost to them. So this year, that's the key. I mean, I feel like this team needs to win those four non-conference games. They desperately need to beat Arizona State. That would be, to me, a statement win for Jim Moore.
Got it.
Sorry. But God, I'm sorry, Jeff Lebby. For Jeff Lebby, that would be a statement win early in the schedule because that's a playoff team from last year. I don't know what Arizona State looks like this year,
Doesn't matter.
but it's a team that was in the playoff last
Yeah,
year
if
that
you
you
win,
lost to.
here's the truth of this matter. This is something that nobody's talking about. There's this chance that if you can beat Arizona State, you'll be 4-0 when you play Tennessee.
Yes.
That will be a night game at Davis Wade Stadium. That will be huge,
And you've at
electric
least put
atmosphere.
some doubt in the minds of people
Yeah.
of like, could State actually,
Well,
they
and then
could
you
win
look
this
at
game.
Tennessee. Tennessee will have already played Syracuse. That's a game they could lose. They probably won't, but they could lose it. They'll have played Georgia. They will lose that game. They're coming in to start with at least one loss.
And again, remember, this is a Tennessee team that lost its quarterback. No
Yeah.
matter your feelings on Nico,
With Aguilar, we don't know. You know, I mean, he was good at App State last year, but we don't
we don't
know for
know.
sure. There's a lot. I can't believe I'm talking myself into this. There's a lot working in State's favor, but they have to beat Arizona State. If
Yes.
they beat Arizona State and they're 4-0, you're gonna have a big crowd. I mean, let me just we're gonna play the schedule game here. So that day you have Alabama, Georgia. You know that's the ABC night game. Arkansas is at Notre Dame, so that's a Notre Dame home game. That's irrelevant. You don't have to worry about
NBC.
that. Yeah. Ole Miss is at LSU.
That's a night game.
Is it?
No, it's LSU at Ole Miss.
LSU at Ole Miss, right? That could be 11 a.m. rolling out of game day.
Surely not.
Well, if that's the case, then it's going to be Mississippi State hosting Tennessee at 11 a.m.
I
One
think
of the
it's
Mississippi games will be the eleven
I think
a.m.
there is a greater chance of Ole Miss
home
LSU
because
being
you've
in
also
there.
got Auburn, Texas A&M. That could be 11 a.m. And
Yeah.
then State.
State sounds like they're going to get stuck with this SEC network
Yeah. Well, I mean, if
hidden
it's
in
pick the
plain
clock,
sight.
if it's well, or is it the 6 o'clock SEC Network game?
It could be that, or it could be the
I don't know.
325 or whatever that one is.
So, well,
ABC.
somebody's got to be at 2:30 too. So that could be you could get 2:30 national TV
By
if you're 4-0.
the way, what was CBS thinking?
The dumbest move of all time.
You saw that like a few weeks ago when they put out the CBS
It was
games.
like,
Garbage.
yeah, that was
They blew
such. They
it.
blew it. Yeah, they would
But
totally blow
yeah,
it.
I think that there is some excitement around that game if Mississippi State can have success against those non-conference teams, and they have to do it this year.
But at the same time, Robbie,
This is what we said about this team last year, though,
like
too.
if this team, if they struggle out of the gate, let's say they beat Southern Miss, but it's like 41-28. Yeah. You lose to Arizona State. You blow out Alcorn because, you know, your FCS team. That NIU game is suddenly dicey. You're like,
Yeah.
you're just looking around and going, is this going to happen again? Are they going to lose to another
And they're
MAC
going to be
team?
the two Toledo. This is the conversation we had last year about this team is like they could start off 4-0 and they, you know, that Florida game's going to be huge and this and that, and they just didn't come through. That we're going to talk about this a bunch this summer, that this year needs to be what you thought last year was going to be.
Yeah, we win
And it
shootout.
sucks. It sucks that it has to be that way. But I don't think that we fully understood how bad that roster was last year.
Yeah.
That roster was abysmal. It
Yeah.
was the worst roster Mississippi State's had since the early 2000s.
I agree.
And even some of those rosters were actually talented. There were knuckleheads on the team and the culture had gotten bad.
Yeah.
But this roster was just untalented. I don't think there was a lot of players that weren't playing hard or anything like that.
That was something that struck me throughout the year is that I never felt
They
there was
played
a,
hard.
they were never felt like they gave up as bad as they were.
And to me,
And that's like the minimum I can
that's good
expect.
coaching, I
But
think.
yeah.
That's good coaching because we remember Joe Moorhead and how things ended there. And even the Zach Arnett stuff, I didn't think players were particularly like pumped up every week. So I do believe that the culture is good here. You got a good group of kids. You got kids that play hard, that come to work every day. Are they going to be talented enough to put that into action this year? That's the question. And that's what you have to have happen. You have to get football right. And like I'm just one of these people when it comes to football at Mississippi State, like I'm very realistic. And I realize that Mississippi State's not going to be in the playoff conversation year in and year out. My expectations for Mississippi State baseball and Mississippi State basketball are significantly higher than it
Right.
is for football because all time, this is a program with a losing record.
I get a kick out of people talking about baseball and they're like, it's time to raise expectations. Like my if I raise my expectations for MSU baseball, they'd have to be an MLB. Like I can't get them any higher than I expect to compete for the national
You
championship
and
every
I
year.
having our expectations where they were or why we were called negative for 3 years.
We
I
were
mean, let's,
correct the whole time.
yeah.
But with
But
football,
football,
it's
I
a different
think
animal.
it's one of those deals like if you can. And like this sounds like a loser mentality, but if you can get at Mississippi State 8 or 9 wins, you're doing a really good job. And get to that and then build on it. I mean, I'm not saying that your expectations can't change. They absolutely can. But for this program as it stands right now, it's not realistic to believe that they're going to go out there this year and win 10 games.
Correct.
And it's unfortunate that you're in that position where you're having to rebuild the way that you are at this point. But State has got to show this year that they can be competitive, that they can upset a team or two. What we talked about last year going into that season, when we said they need to be around 5 or 6 wins, they need to be competitive in games. I thought they were competitive. They just didn't show the ability to go take a game. That's what they need to do this year. That they need to be able to be fighting for bowl eligibility in the back half of the schedule, and they need to find an upset against somebody and see where the chips fall from there. Because I really believe if they can show that they're improving, if they can show that they're steadily climbing, that everything else is going to fall in place, recruiting, things like that. Because I think that when Jeff Lebby first got here, the recruiting looked really good. And I thought last year they closed pretty strong as well. I really believe what they're doing right now is they're having to prove it to a lot of these kids that have other options within the SEC and beyond. It's very difficult for those kids to look at what Mississippi State has done at this point and be super excited about the future until they show that they can win. And as soon as they start doing that, if they do start off 4-0, I think they're going to be a more trendy team for a lot of these kids. But until they do that, we're going to have probably a pretty mundane summer, I would guess, when talking about recruiting at Mississippi State and trying to hype up this team. And it's going to be a lot like last year when we're sitting around saying we don't know what to expect and all that. I mean, until they actually prove it on the field, it's going to be like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a lot of surprise at how bad recruiting is right this second, because you've had 2 straight years of problems. This is your third head coach in 4 seasons. I mean, in reality, you're talking about, you want to build relationships. These kids, when they were freshmen in high school, I guess Mike Leach was the coach, then Arnett, then Lebby. I mean, if you want to go even further back than that, and you have Morehead, there's been no continuity, and State's in a weird place right now. And I don't I think it's unprecedented in college football because of the death of Mike Leach. And I'm done pinning stuff on that. I don't want to make excuses and say, well, Mike Leach died. But it's unprecedented in that you really need to have some continuity. You really need Jeff Lebby to be
Really,
successful.
really need to.
Because but at the same time, if he goes 2-10, 0-8 again, can you really keep him around?
That's the
It's
thing.
so tough right now. It's
That's
a
the
tough
issue. It's
one.
like, you can't just sit here and lose if it's kind of the Zach Arnett thing. Like if you see that it really isn't going to work, then you almost have to. But at the same time, if you're seeing any kind of like tangible evidence that this thing's getting better,
Right.
even if that's 4 or 5 wins,
Yeah. You got to grab onto that.
but like if it's 4 wins this year, on the surface, that doesn't look like improvement. It is improvement
But
technically anyway,
if you're losing a bunch of
but
close games,
what does that look like?
yeah,
What does it look
exactly.
like every Saturday? If you're going out there and you lose by a touchdown to Texas and you lose by 14 to Georgia and you're competitive in those games
Yeah.
and to and one of your wins
It's
came
kind of
against
funny that
Kentucky or
you
Oregon.
say 14 to Georgia. That would be a bigger loss than last year.
That's
You did
true.
lose by 10.
That is
But
true.
regardless, I see what you're saying.
Yes.
Like, there's never been a year in all the years of the rivalry that State could use an Egg Bowl win more than this. Because I honestly think if State were to somehow get to 4 or 5 wins, and one of those was the Egg Bowl, it could be the launching pad that it was for Mullen too. Like, you think about Mullen's first year, you were just like, they're obviously better, but they're going to finish 4. Because going into the Egg Bowl, they're a lot better than they were, and he's going to get them there, but it's going to take some time. And then they beat Ole Miss, and all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, this program's off and running again, and they're going to be good.
It
And
changes
it
quickly.
changes quickly. It can change quickly, but it all goes back to Toledo. Just one game is just the perception of this program is totally
The
different.
difference between 3-9, 2-10 just
It's massive.
like that
It's
one
crazy.
extra number just
Because
makes it worse.
then I can point out and go, look who they lost to. They lost to they're one of no,
Florida.
well, they lost to a non-conference team that made the playoff. They lost to three other playoff teams. They lost to Ole Miss, who was on the periphery of the playoff. Florida and Texas A&M each won eight games, and then Arkansas was a bowl team, right? So you're looking at it, you're going, well, they lost to good teams. They didn't have a bad loss on the schedule. But when you lose to Toledo, you can't. And then, like I said, that perception brings us into this year where you're playing Southern Mississippi on the road, and people are saying things like, could it happen? Could the worst happen? And
The Toledo loss, like when compared to those other ones, was that Saturday Night Live skit when they're like, when I can't remember if it was like Alec Baldwin or whoever was like singing, and it was like based in like the 1960s, and so like all the pretty girls were singing, and then he gets to the girl who has like the tiny hand and like the weird teeth and stuff like that. That was Toledo. All the pretty girls was you had the playoff teams, you had Texas and Georgia,
Oh, this
and
is
then you
one.
had the.
I'm so and so, and I'm Toledo. That I know what you're saying. Yeah,
That's
that's the
her,
one. Yeah, I'm
Toledo.
Texas. I'm
Was
Georgia.
that Will
I
Ferrell?
don't know.
I can't remember who it was.
I'm Tennessee, and I'm Toledo. They were doing that with Katy Perry a few weeks ago. They were making memes
Oh,
out of it.
God.
All right. Let's go. All right, let's move into the SEC
When
preview.
she was like an astronaut or something.
Yeah. They were just like they was like they had some concert footage of her. She's like and like they had it like before it was like Taylor and Rihanna and Beyonce, and they're all out there being smooth with the dance, and then you got Katy Perry. With Left Shark out there. All right, let's move into our SEC preview for the day. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find smoked Southern soul food. So good. Before I leave on my vacation, I need to make another trip over to Two Brothers. Perhaps this, I'm doing Father's Day a day early this because we're traveling on Sunday.
Well, you just turned down lunch with me today and saying, well, I'm not going to go out to eat this
Well, yeah,
weekend.
but that's on vacation. That's vacation. Once I get to Friday, I'm on vacation.
Even before you leave.
Yes.
Okay.
So I
I
got
see it. No, I see how it is.
I couldn't have gone with you anyway,
Nah,
because
okay.
I was at the doctor's office till God knows when. I would like to somebody explain to me with a straight face how a doctor can make an appointment for 10:45 and you don't leave his office until 12:25. I want you to look me in the eye and tell me how that happens. Anyway, Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother, two fantastic restaurants here in the city of Starkville. Robbie and I like them both, and you will too. Great products, great service. Our sponsors today. I should like figure out a refund for them. We've just killed them today. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
And I'm 50.
When you need technology for your business, the number to call is Advantage Business Systems. They got all the best names, the best name brands, and a great price. But more importantly than that, when something goes wrong, you can count on them to get it fixed and get it done promptly and get it done on your schedule. Imagine your copier going down and you call someone and they're like, all right, we'll have somebody out there in a week. You're going to go a week with no copies. How does that work in the average business? It doesn't work. That's why you need to deal with Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. If you're going to be in Starkville anytime soon and you're looking for maroon and white gear, the place to go is Maroon & Co. Father's Day is just around the corner. If you live here in the Starkville area, Maroon & Co. has got what you're looking for. Everything maroon and white under one roof. And best of all, what does Dad love more than anything else? Saving money. Save money with our promo code THUNDER15, 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Next time you're in Starkville, before you go to the game, you need to go to Maroon and Co. The weekend will be here before you know it. It'll be time to get out there on the lawn. And if you're tired of spending all day trying to get your lawn to look right, you need to head over to see our friends at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. They have the John Deere power that you need. You can upgrade to a commercial mower, 0% financing, 24 months. You got a bunch of stuff you need to haul or tow or get around your property? The John Deere Gator, 2.5% financing for 48 months. Got the really big jobs you got to do? The John Deere compact utility tractors, 0% financing up to 72 months. Everything you're looking for under one roof to get the stuff done around the house, the yard, even on the grill. Visit Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden today for these amazing John Deere deals. All right, it's the LSU Tigers this week, Robbie. That's our SEC preview. Spoiler, I'm high on the Tigers this year. This is the year. Now, I will say this. either I'm right or Brian Kelly's going to get fired. But I feel like there's a lot of middle ground.
Yeah. You know, I'm kind of hit or miss on it, but we'll see what the schedule lays out
Well,
for
let's
us.
do it. I think they lose the first one because that's what Brian Kelly does.
That's what he does.
They're at Clemson. That is an awesome game, though. I can't wait to watch it.
And what's going to be talked about the whole week is what's the real Death Valley.
Think the loser of this game should have to take down Death Valley signage.
Let's be honest, though,
LSU too.
there is no worse
LSU.
place to play
Then Tiger Stadium.
than Tiger Stadium.
Yes, the LSU is the real Death Valley.
It is.
100%. But in this situation, I got Clemson winning this one.
I could see it. I could see it. The one thing that I think LSU has in their favor here is it's going to be a little older team than what they've
It
had.
is an experienced team.
Nussmeier is experienced at this point.
That's why I like them.
I'm very interested to see, does he take the Joe Burrow, Jaden Daniels route
I'm
year
counting on
two?
it. I'm counting on it in my prediction.
Year two for LSU quarterbacks.
But Jaden Daniels lost first game here too.
He did.
That
But
was a good old fashioned. You know what? Never mind.
yeah, I probably wouldn't say it.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna go Clemson here
Ooh,
just
there we go.
because of the route that
Yeah.
they've taken the last 2 years,
Yeah, I
but
agree. I agree. All right. Louisiana Tech, easy win week two. Then they host Florida. That's a very interesting. That gives us a great idea of both of these teams, right?
yeah. I'm gonna go LSU in
I'm going
this.
with the Tigers. Yes.
I think they're gonna do what they have done. They're gonna start to pick up a little bit of steam here.
Yeah. Southeastern Louisiana at home. That'll be an easy win. So 4-0 when they make the trip to Oxford. 2 years ago in Oxford, incredible college football game. Ole Miss got the better of it. Last year in Baton Rouge, another great college football game. Tigers get the better of it. Got to the rubber match here. Who do you like?
I don't know what Ole Miss is going to be this year.
Neither do I.
The defense last year, I think, set them apart because their offense was kind of up and down, but their defense was really good every year. They or every game. They've lost a lot of those pieces. I think they'll still be solid, but what do they look like up front? Because there isn't a Walter Nolan or a Princely, and guys like that. I think they'll be okay, but I think I'll go LSU here.
Okay. I'm owning the LSU as well. All right, so we've got them both 4-1 with going into the off week. Last year, this was the game that kept South Carolina out of the playoff. I think if Lenora Sellers doesn't get hurt in that game, they probably win. They're in the playoff. So they'll be looking for revenge when they go to Tiger Stadium. I don't think they get it, though. I got the Tigers winning.
Yeah, I keep saying South Carolina's just not a great team
They're
away
good.
from. Yeah, I'm gonna go with LSU here as
Okay.
well. So we're looking at
5-1.
5-1,
Six
both
and
of us.
one at Vanderbilt.
Yep.
All right. Texas A&M at LSU.
I think they win that as
I
well.
do too. So 7-1. We're
Seven
moving
and
right
one.
along
They're
here.
in good shape.
Off week at Alabama.
Alabama's kind of owned this series, haven't they? Last year,
Recently,
LSU
LSU
won.
won. Did they win last year?
I believe so, didn't they?
Alabama lost
Didn't they
to.
win in a.
Who did Alabama lose to last year? They lost to Tennessee, Oklahoma, and Vanderbilt. No, they did not. LSU, Alabama beat LSU last year.
Okay. Was it the year before that they beat them at? In a crazy game? Are you sure?
They beat them Brian Kelly's first year, 22. That's
Okay.
when the crazy overtime game.
That was at.
That was at LSU.
Okay. So they played at LSU 2 years in a row?
No, this game is in Alabama.
That's what I'm saying. So they played at LSU in 2023 and 2024?
No, last year Alabama won in Tiger Stadium.
I understand that. You said the year before
22.
that crazy overtime
That's
game.
22. 23, the game was in Alabama. 24, the game was at LSU. This year it's in
That was
Alabama.
2022. Okay.
Yeah,
All right. I got you. I
2022.
got
That was
you.
Brian
Okay.
Kelly's first year. Yeah.
You said, I was pretty sure you said a couple years ago. That's
Okay.
fine. That's fine. Proceed.
I'm going to take the Tigers.
At Alabama. Okay. I'm going to say upset here for Bama.
Is it an upset?
Well, I think it kind of would be.
I mean, I'll just go and tell you that if we're getting ahead, that I have Alabama coming into this game at 7-1 as well. So I don't know if
Okay,
it's
well,
an
maybe it
upset.
wouldn't be.
Yeah.
I just have very, like, my expectations for Alabama have kind of dropped a little bit. I don't look at them like I used to, at the as this like unbeatable force.
Right, no, I agree with that.
They're very flawed now. So maybe it wouldn't be an upset, but it would be It'd be a good win for Bama for
All
sure.
right. So you're saying at this point LSU is 7-2. I've got them 8-1.
Yeah.
All right. Arkansas at home, they'll get that one. Western Kentucky, easy win. Then at Oklahoma to finish out the season.
Yeah, and that's an interesting game there. At that point, do you still have your head coach if you're Oklahoma?
It's a good, it's a,
He
that's a reasonable
I
question.
think this is kind of his last stand here. The whole like I'm going to take over play calling duties now. I think LSU probably wins that game too.
Okay,
This
so
puts
then
them
you're
in
saying 10-2. I've got them winning and going 11-1, so they're
this puts
clearly
them in
in the
the
playoff.
playoff.
Do I have them in the SEC championship game? So let me look at my stuff here.
Ooh.
So I have, where's Texas? There's
Might not
Texas. There's
be.
Georgia.
You got Texas and Georgia up there. You got Alabama that's probably
I
going to
think
commit.
if I'm correct, if I'm looking at this correct, because LSU would be in the SEC championship game, because in my scenario, their only loss is to Clemson. They'd
Yeah.
be undefeated.
One SEC loss.
Yeah. So you have them 10-2. They're probably in the playoff at least. And you're okay. Brian Kelly moves forward. He's good.
Yes.
All right. Who you want next week?
South Carolina.
Let's do the Gamecocks next week. That'll work. All right. Tomorrow shows the rumblings. You know what to do. Get us your questions. We will answer them. Talk to you guys tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Mississippi Media Production.